We're up to Simin Shin Ayin Ches Siv Dalid, and we'll be going into Shin Ayin Tes and completing that. So we're talking about different cases of different people living in different chatzeris, and when they aser on one another and when they don't. We had a rule that a regal ha'asura b'mkoma, if in its own chatzer it's aser because there was no erev made, and it's the kind of house that asers, then, if it has drisas regel, if it has the right to walk through another chatzer, it will aser. Where regel hamuteres b'makoma will not aser in another one. So siv dalet im yachid dar bepnimis v'yachid b'chitzona. What happens if you have two chatzeres, an inner one and an outer one? The inner one has rishus to walk through the outer one, and you have an individual living in the inner one and an individual in the outer one. Oh, shnayim b'chitzona v'irvu, or two people in the outer one, and they made an Erev together. So the individual on the inner one does not aser the other one, because he is mutter b'mkoma, since he's the only one living there. He doesn't aser on anybody else. Since he's mutter b'mkoma, he doesn't aser shalom b'mkoma. Hagav, v'adin rabim shehem keyochid. Similarly, if you have, say, a father with lots of children, and they all receive food from him, so the halacha ve'ein srichim la'arav k'derech shnis bar liel in siman shenayin. So in any such case, since they're all considered one family and don't need an erev, they will not aser on the outer chatzer. Gimel chasif hey gimel chatzer azulif nimizu. Three chatzeres, an outer one, a middle one, and an inner one. The yachid b'chol achas, each one is a yachid. Even though you have three different people that have the right to go through the outer one, einam osrim, they will not aser. Shekol achas muteres b'mkoma, since each one is living in a chatzer on its own and does not have to make an erev chatzeris, it does not aser on another chatzer that it has drisus regel on. Demhoyu beis b'pnimis v'lo irvu. Whereas what if in the innermost chatzer you have two that didn't make an erev, so they are osur to carry kalim from their house into their chatzer? Harehim osurim al yechidim shebem tzos shebichitzona. They will osur on the middle one and the outer one. Zaklal regel hasura bimkoma osera shalo bimkoma. Somebody who lives in a place where he is osur to carry, because he is osur to carry in his own chatzer, he will osur in a chatzer that he only has drisus regel to. The regel hamuteres eino serer shalobim koma, where somebody that does have the right to carry from his house into his chotzer will not aser in another chotzer that he has drisus regel in. Shinayin tesif aleph. Shtei chatzeres v'gimel batim beinehem psuchim ze lo ze. You have two chatzeres, and then in between these two chatzeres there are three houses. V'rotzim la'arev yachad, and they want to make one big erev for the two chatzeres. So chotzer ze ba derech bayis she'etzlo v'nosne ruv b'bayis she'be'emtza. One chotzer walks through the house closer to it and ends up in the middle house and puts its erev there. V'chein osa hashniyah, and the other one walks through the house closer to its side and puts the erev in the middle one. U'mutarim v'shloshtan, they are all mutter, even though neither of the two batim was mishtatif in this erev, nor was the house in the middle mishtatif in the Erev. Shekol bayis she'etzel ha'chotzer choshelo k'beishar. Each house that was near the chotzer is called a beishar. It is the house that you walk through to get to your destination. Vein tzarech liten pas, and they don't have to give pas. Vem tzoyu bayis she'menichem bo Erev vein tzarech liten pas. And the middle one is the house that the Erev was put in, and he never has to give pas. So we found a way that all three houses here are free from having to give pas to the Erev. Siv beis, shnei chatzeres u'shtei batim beinehem, two chatzeres and two houses between them. V'lo irvu yachad, ela kol achas liatzma. Each one of the chatzeres made an Erev on its own. Uva ben chotzer ze derech bayis she'etzlo v'niyach eruv b'bayis she'etzel hasheni. Each one put its Erev in the house that was furthest from it, which means that each one used the house adjacent to it as a Beishar. V'chein asa sheni shegam hu neniach Erev b'bayis ha'samach l'chatzer acheres. Lo kanu Erev. Here, it works the other way around. The two Erevin are cancelled. Why is that? Since each one turns the house adjacent to him into a Beishar, the two houses end up being a Beishar. You can't put an Erev in a Beishar. A Beis Shaar is only an entranceway to somewhere else. It doesn't have a chshivas of a bias. So you can't put the Erev there. Shekol echad iniach eruv bebeis shaar shel chatzar cheres. So here, by using the further one, by putting your Erev in the further house, you're turning the closer house into a Beis Shaar. Since your friend did that also, we're now left with the only two houses that are between the chatzeres as Beis Shaar, and you can't put the Erev in either one of them. And if you did, the Erev is batel.